Bhagavan and his family. Bhagavan took immense interest in the construction of the temple built over his mother's grave. Some may think that the construction of this temple was conceived and executed solely by his brother. We, who were there at the time, cannot help but have a different opinion. Whenever the temple architect was unable to decide on some matter relating to the temple construction, the Sarvadhikari would send him to Bhagavan. Bhagavan would keenly listen to all the related details, discuss the matter, and then advise him accordingly. He took interest in every step of the construction. Sages like Bhagavan are of a different order than the regular sadhus and swamis we often see. He could have close family members living with him without being affected in the least. Take the instance of Bhagavan's mother. She once came and visited him on the hill in 1914, and during that visit, she fell ill. When her condition turned critical, Bhagavan composed 4 stanzas supplicating Arunachala to save her life. Rama also looked after the welfare of all his subjects as well as the welfare of his near relatives. A Rama or a Bhagavan can do this without falling into the snares of Maya. They are above Maya, but they still serve mankind and their families. Bhagavan wished to save his mother from future births and give her liberation. Her faith in him was firm. She believed that only her son, the Maharishi, could save her, and in her old age refused to leave him even for a single day. And he did sit by her and guide her to illumination during the final hours of her life. But see how natural everything was. Bhagavan's mother came, his brother came, and his sister would often visit. On occasions, he even looked after his brother's son, T.N. Venkatraman, when he was just a small boy. He would attend to the boy's needs just like any other uncle would. But did he think he was an uncle, a son, or a brother? No, he knew he was the self alone. That is the essential point. Buddha once found himself in similar circumstances. His mother had died when he was young. So his mother's younger sister raised him. She also married his father, making her his stepmother. After Buddha's enlightenment, his stepmother and his wife wanted to join his order or Sangha. Buddha at first refused to have a woman in the Sangha. His trusted disciple, Ananda, quietly moved near him and said, "How can you refuse the request of the very person who lovingly cared for you and raised you?" Buddha then softened his stand and accepted her, as well as some other members of his family. There is no doubt that Bhagavan had a special affection for his mother, and he also showed a particular interest in the affairs of his brother's family. He never said that he was a renunciate and detached himself from his family members. He had affection for his relatives in the same way he had affection for others, whether a child, a man, a monkey, or a cow. His actions were spontaneous and natural, and by watching him, we learned how we should live in the world. His example was the greatest teaching. and His divine presence far outweighed a lifetime of strenuous sadhana. Just to think of Him or sit in His presence used to raise us to higher levels of beatitude. To be continued.